This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a recent study, more than three-quarters of parents of preschool-age obese sons and nearly 70% of parents of obese daughters described their children as about the right weight. Charitable giving rose for the fifth year in a row in 2014, rebounding past a pre-recession peak to an estimated $358 billion, according to an annual report from the Giving USA Foundation. Meanwhile, a group of community and labor organizations is accusing Walmart of inappropriately using the nonprofit Walmart Foundation to help reduce local opposition to its expansion efforts in some urban areas like Washington, Boston, Los Angeles, and New York. The Food and Drug Administration gave the food industry 3 years to eliminate artery clogging, artificial trans fats from the food supply, a step that health experts said would save thousands of lives a year. An Egyptian judge slammed the rule of the deposed president, Mohamed Morsi, as a black knight that lasted a whole year and confirmed a death sentence against him in a ruling that Mr. Morsi's supporters said would make him into a martyr. Dominican Republic has said that nearly 240,000 migrant workers born outside the Dominican Republic have started the registration process they must complete to remain in the country. But there are an estimated 524,000 foreign-born migrant workers in the country, about 90% of whom are Haitian, according to a 2012 survey, leaving a huge population of migrants at risk of deportation. The FBI and the Justice Department are investigating whether officials for the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team hacked into the internal networks of the Houston Astros team to steal closely guarded information about player personnel. For more than 100 years, the standard treatment for appendicitis has been surgery. A large Finnish study now provides the best evidence to date that most patients can be treated with antibiotics alone. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.